The day has been renamed Six Nations Day and will happen on the second Friday of the fair. Onondaga Nation Tododaho Sid Hill says it will allow them to educate the public about their people.
We're still here. We still have our languages. We still have our culture. And as we reach out into the world to educate people about our concerns, and a lot of those concerns are all the environmental issues that continue to be an issue.
The longtime nation faith keeper, Orrin Lyons, thinks the fair will also be a time to explain their seven generations and for people to think of their own relationship to the earth and future generations ahead. He finds the many conflicts across the globe troubling.
We're pleading with the leaders to put their guns down and embrace peace.
Lyons adds that peace and friendship is also the foundation of the World Indoor Lacrosse Championship that will be held shortly after the fair next September. For the first time in the fair's 175-year history, Acting Director Troy Wafner says the Haudenosaunee flag will officially be raised.
And the idea is this puts it front and center with an opening ceremony where we raise the flag. It puts it front and center with a 2 o'clock concert with the fabulous Ripcord.
Six Nations Day will be held on Friday, September 4th at the State Fair. Members of any Indian tribe will get in for free. John Smith, 88.3 WAER News.